As you've probably noticed, it's apple season in New England. And while you may be applying your apple-picking labors toward pies, crisps, and tarts, Chef Anna Sortoon has a different and delicious use for New England's favorite fruit. We're talking about caponata, a Sicilian-inspired sweet and sour relish. But instead of using eggplant, she uses apples.
When I think of Sicilian, I think of a lot of agrodolce, which is that sweet sour. So the balsamic vinegar, the golden raisins, the apples. So this is great just spooned on a hunk of mozzarella, a huge piece of bread on chicken, grilled swordfish.
I know, it already sounds delicious, right? Anna Sortoon is a James Beard award-winning chef, an owner of Oleana and Sofra in Cambridge and Sarma in Somerville. She got us started on this Mediterranean-inspired recipe by introducing us to Rick Hardy of Brookdale Fruit Farm in Hollis, New Hampshire, about an hour north of Boston.
We farm about 450 acres.
450 acres?
Yeah.
Wow.
A little more than half of that is apples, and the rest of that is vegetables.
I think being able to walk through all the varieties and be able to taste the differences, find your favorites, so many different types and different tastes, and some great for cooking, some great for salads. And it's a special time of year, and like Rick said, right off the tree, there's nothing better than that, and there's nothing better than pulling it yourself right off the tree too.
Well, we're gonna go in and cook something.
Sure, yeah, let's go make some caponata. I need a couple apples. You got a couple
apples
for me?
So we head into Rick Hardy's kitchen, where Anna spreads out a collection of fragrant ingredients, including various spices, olives, capers, and cocoa powder. And by the way, her apple caponata recipe will be on our website, radioboston.org. But here's how she puts it all together. Lemons, onions, celery.
You know, fresh herbs, lots of fresh herbs this time of year that are still thriving are the thyme, sage, rosemary family.
I love the way this appears to reflect the season in a big way. So here come the apples.
Here come the apples.
Here comes the stars of the show.
Wow, look at that beauty.
It's beautiful.
I brought over some Cortlands, and this is called a crispin or a mutsu.
Congratulations, Rick. Nice job out there.
Well, there's a lot of people that do that work. Plus Mother Nature.
Plus Mother Nature. Got to thank her. Now, as we mentioned, caponata, traditionally a Sicilian dish. Does this recipe actually come from Sicily, or is this your adjustment of a Sicilian recipe?
I'm not sure I've ever seen an apple caponata in Sicily. In fact, Sicily is a very special place for me because my husband and I got engaged there. And then when I left, I felt like I really understood and was intimate with caponata. I think we had caponata twice a day, every single day while we were there. And so I think anything that grows at the same time goes together. It all makes sense. It's sort of nature's idea of helping you understand flavors. These are some green Picholine olives, but anything that's green and sort of medium size, you just want to take the pits out. You don't have to chop them or anything. That's kind of nice to get a whole or a half an olive in every bite.
I'm learning a new technique. When I de-pit olives, I usually spend way too much time with a knife, but you're just kind of mushing them and then grabbing the pit,
yeah,
which makes a lot of sense.
And then oftentimes you can take something like a little cup or something and press on it. If you don't want to use your fingers, and that will kind of flatten it so you can get the pit out really easily.
It's almost like you've done this before.
There's been a lot of olive pitting in my life.
So here come the apples, the onions, the leeks, the celery.
And oftentimes people, when they saute, they get their pan really, really hot. I put all the vegetables in before the olive oil's hot, which is kind of the opposite from the way you learn to saute. And that's because I don't want to break down the olive oil, and it's also because I'm not browning the vegetables. I just want them to soften and do what's called sweating. We'll add a little salt while the vegetables are sweating. It's always good to add a little bit as you go, and then you can re-season at the end. But normally cooking, you start cooking something, and the next step is to season it a little bit so that it absorbs a little bit of salt while it cooks, and you don't end up tasting all the salt at the end on the outside. So this just gets you closer to a more perfect seasoning. I like to add a little bit of tomato paste. I cook a lot with it. I just add a tiny bit. This is like adding a little bit of umami or depth to something, because in vegetable cooking, it's a great method to bring some weight to the vegetables. So just a little pinch of cocoa powder. This is like giving it, again, some body like the tomato paste does.
Oh, I can smell that.
You're not going to necessarily taste it. It's just going to give it a bitter edge.
What I love about what you've created here is obviously it's a beautiful fusion, but I love that I can see every ingredient that you put in there. The olives, the apples, the celery, the capers, it's all there and visible. And yet obviously creating a wonderful fusion of flavors.
Yeah, and this is the kind of thing when you have something complex like this, this is going to taste great now, but it's going to taste even better tomorrow because everything's going to really form together overnight. A lot of acidity. Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's so good. And that one mouthful, there was the sweetness of the apple and the raisins, but I could also taste the caper
olives.
And the salty olives. It's such a great mix. Well, Anna Sartun, thank you so much. This is such a delicious fall mixture, and it's been such a pleasure watching you cook. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. It was a pleasure.
And Rick Hardy of Brookdale Fruit Farms in Hollis, thank you for your hospitality.
Well, thanks for coming up.
And for your apples.
Well, thanks for bringing Anna up here.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
So, Magna, you tried some of that, but I brought some back. It was really good.
It was delicious.
Yeah, it was the real thing. And listeners, you can find a recipe for Anna Sartun's apple caponata at our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Maybe just you and me.